get here?
All right, everybody, welcome to the show. My name is Jay. This is Alexa. Today, we are joined by the beautiful…
Sam Kim. What's up?
Woo!
Dang.
Woo! All right, let me explain the show real quick before we jump into you. But welcome to How Did I Get Here, where we live our best lives on the internet and come out the other side knowing more, but not feeling all that much smarter. We are your host, joined by the guest, Sam Kim. Sam, what's up, man?
Dude, it's been… We're learning. We're growing. It's
what are we good. Learning about?
I don't know, man. We're just… Yeah, just…
We're vibing. But before we talk about the subject for today, how have you been? What have you been up to? What's going on with you?
Me? I'm finally starting music again. Like that uphill battle that everybody, you know, fights.
Ooh, yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm finally starting music again. And I'm loving life. Everything's just looking good. I feel good.
Mm. You know. Okay, well, don't forget to check out youtube.com/divepods for full episodes. And if you don't know already, check out Dive Studios Patreon, where they have exclusive behind-the-scenes perks and more stuff for the community. Patreon.com/divestudios. Now we're going to jump into the meat of today. And what is the question of the day? NFTs. A tweet sold for $1 million?
That's a lot of money.
The f…
Wait, how is that even possible? So wouldn't Twitter have that right? Like, wouldn't they get the money? Would they not?
That's what I would assume, right? Because they own the application. They own the property. So technically, all the assets should be theirs. But apparently, a tweet sold for $1 million or millions of dollars.
What did the tweet say?
I don't know. We gotta jump into this one's a good ass.
It's worth $1 million.
All right. NFTs. This is a starting point for today, which stands for non-fungible token. Is it fungible?
It's probably fungible.
It's probably fungible, huh?
It's probably fungible.
We probably sound dumb as hell right now. What if it's fungible and we're like…
Oh no.
Sounds stupid.
Oh no.
Non-fungible. Non-fungible token is a unit of data on a digital ledger called… Are you okay?
I'm great.
You're popping off today, huh?
Am I?
Okay.
Oh shoot. We're vibing.
Data on a digital ledger called a blockchain, where each NFT can represent a unique digital item and thus they are not interchangeable, right?
Yeah, you lost me at blockchain, bro. I don't even…
Blockchains are… Okay, listen to the whole explanation first and I think you'll get it. So I'm going to repeat myself. NFT, which stands for a non-fungible token, is a unit of data on a digital ledger called a blockchain. So it's a digital piece of property called a blockchain. Digital property, therefore, is called blockchain, right?
Right.
So blockchain, where each NFT can represent a unique digital item and thus they are not interchangeable. NFTs can represent digital files such as art, audio, videos, items in video games, and other forms of creative work. The NFTs can be bought on an NFT market. Access to any copy of the original file, however, is not restricted to the owner of the token, while the digital file themselves are infinitely reproducible, and the NFTs representing them are tracked on their underlying blockchains and provide buyers with proof of ownership of the NFTs. Now, what the hell does this mean? I don't know. I really don't know what I just read, but Alexa definitely does, so she's gonna tell us.
Oh,
what
you
it
so
is.
Sure of that? You confident in that statement, Jay?
All right, I think what NFTs are and what I am. So I heard about blockchains before when I was diving into the… what's that new social networking thing called?
Clubhouse.
I was listening to a lot of business music like rooms and I was just there just like lurking. And they were talking about blockchains actually. And blockchains are like… You could sell one song, a specific live performance of a song as a blockchain.
Oh.
And they would own property of that. So like, let's say we sang… Don't Worry Mama here today, right? Three of us, right? They could sell our performance today as a blockchain and they would have ownership of this specific event.
Well, that would have to go through us first.
Right. No? I guess we would be selling it.
Oh, okay.
Or whoever owns the masters.
Right.
So things like that could be bought. They become tangible products. It's interesting, right? So technically, this podcast… Or if I just say, this now could be sold as an NFT.
As a… Oh. Mm.
Right.
Right.
No.
Right?
No.
So this could be technically $100,000, $1 million.
No.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I'd fund it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
You have $100,000?
We'll get there. One day.
Okay. All right. So you guys want to know how it works, right?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to act like I know what I'm talking about and mm-hmm. read this. Okay. How do NFTs work? At a very high level, most NFTs are part of the Ethereum blockchain. Ethereum is a cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or Dogecoin.
Doge.
Dude, I have people that actually invested in this. My friend Arya invested in this when it was like 5 cents and it's 45 cents now.
Ooh.
That's a whole that's almost crazy. Half dollar.
Nah, hey, you can't underestimate
no,
that
No, but the
though.
Ratio though.
Dude, the percentage. The percentage increase of that is ridiculous. If you bought 10K of this, you have 100 and…
Something.
Hundreds of thousands.
Uh-huh.
Wait, hold up. So if 5 cents and 45 cents, that's a what? One,
that's like eight,
three, four, that's like
nine.
Eight.
Wait, and nine. Wait, nine times five is 45. Yeah, there you go. It's nine. Wait, eight times five is four. Yeah, yeah, nine.
Don't do music, guys. You don't learn how to do math.
Yeah.
don't do music. Yeah. That's the lesson to be taken here today. But basically, yeah, if you bought like $10,000 worth of this, you have like what, like $95,000 worth of this. Am I tripping?
I don't even know, sure. dude.
Something like that. Our math
Someone
is
Someone do the
bad.
Math, please.
Someone do it. We're musicians, man. But yeah, it's kind of crazy, right? So you can't be underestimating these small like internet cryptocurrencies. Because
mm-hmm.
Dogecoin, even though you've never heard of it, I've never heard of it. These people have never heard of it. Mm. Diane might have. I don't know. Diane knows everything, but. It's so crazy the investments that you can make. And this is within the span of months.
Mm.
Like not years, not decades, months. The growth has been phenomenal, right?
Of like cryptos?
Yeah, cryptos. Oh. And Dogecoin. Dogecoin.
Dogecoin, I love her.
Isn't
music.
It Dogecoin? I don't even… It's
Dogecoin?
That, so you know that The Shiba Inu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doge.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that called Doge or Doge?
I thought it was
Doge.
I love Doja Cat's new song though.
Hey.
Yo, so I've been listening to her music.
As you should be.
No, after that song came out and it's popping. Like,
dude.
Streets, right?
She's so good.
She's so good. Say So is like one of my favorite songs right now.
Now, Say So is basic though. We're talking about the new song that came
okay,
out.
Okay. All right.
Alexa, tell him. Pull up your sleeves and tell him. Tell them what's up with Doja Cat.
Stan Doja Cat.
I mean, her music… I don't know anything about her, but her music is fire.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. So what do you guys think about these NFTs? Would you sell your music as a blockchain?
If I could.
Isn't that what we're already doing?
No, but we're selling copyrights. No, are we… We're selling masters to our company, right? Technically?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah? Yeah, no. I don't know.
I don't know if we're making blockchains. I don't think Korea is in the NFT market yet.
Oh, okay. So what we're selling, I guess, is a product then. So NFTs and products are different.
Yeah,
a bottle of shampoo and your… Now is like…
is the same product. It's a tangible product.
Okay.
Almost, yeah. So technically, I don't think Korea's banking in on the NFT thing where we could be selling each individual performance to a specific buyer and being like, okay, today us singing Don't Worry Mama is gonna be selling for $30,000. Here you go. Now you now own property. You have ownership of this specific performance.
And so how is that related to like crypto where it increases or decreases in value?
I guess if the value of us or the song goes up, then it's like a collectible. It's
okay.
like a Pokemon card.
So you can get interest on it and everything.
Right. So what I've heard about this subject actually is that my friend does art, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And he's been trying to get into the NFT market. And you have to be like specifically like invited. And it's like… It's a hard process to go through. Not to buy it. Anyone can buy it. Mm-hmm. But in order to be able to sell things and to call it like… a piece of cryptocurrency or whatever it is, like apparently it's expensive or it's hard and you have to be like, it's exclusive, especially for artists. And you could sell pieces of art like a pixelated… Shoot, how do I… Like, have you guys ever played pixel like RPG games?
Mm-hmm.
Where like the little pixel characters are running around?
Like 8-bit.
Have you seen Stardew Valley?
No, yeah. But I know what it is. I've never…
Okay.
explain it.
Just imagine like a character in Stardew Valley.
Yeah.
And that's worth like $100,000.
But who but who's like who's putting that price on it though?
People are.
People are.
The demand is high, apparently.
I heard that one thing, the tweet being sold. Like what?
I'm actually super curious about that. Mm-hmm. I think we do have information. Oh, what the heck is this?
Art.
Wow. Okay. So here's some of the 10… We'll get to the tweet, I think. I think the tweet's in this list.
Mm-hmm.
But here are the 10 most expensive NFT artworks from Beeple 69 million opus to an 18-year-old's 500,000 vampire queen. ArtNet. Below are the top three on this list. Number three. Kevin Abash. It's called Forever Rose. Sold for $1 million. It's this.
Yeah. I cannot.
And it's a picture? It's a PGF?
Yep.
Or is it a JPEG? At least be a JPEG.
I don't even know the difference, but it is that. That is worth $1 million.
Oh boy.
Well…
That makes everything we've done last year mm-hmm. look like nothing.
Yep.
Well… dang. I'm sad now.
Damn, okay. Beeple Crossroads.
Beeple.
6.6 million.
And this is just a picture with a clown emoji.
Yes. Beeple every day the first 5,000 days. 69 million.
Okay.
Who's buying these?
So he sold his branding, his life's work for 69 mil. Or the current compilation of his life's work for 69 mil. What an entrepreneur, man. How long is 5,000 days?
It's okay, like math 15 years.
Oh yeah?
I don't even know. Maybe around. No, 412 maybe. Yeah, 3.5.
It should be about 5 years. No, not 515. Yes, it should be about 15.
Are we sure?
Wait, what is like 3 week? Let's break out the. Let's break out the calculator. Cool. No,
you want to break out the calculator?
No, we okay.
Okay. All right, listen. But NFTs, they're not only used for trading digital artworks, right? But it's widely used to provide ownership of any valuable digital formats.
Okay.
Oh.
So it's digital. It has to be.
Yeah, it's digital NFTs, right? Blockchains. Founder of Twitter's Jack Dorsey's first tweet sold as an NFT for an oddly specific $2,915,835,000.47.
Why the 47 cents?
Imagine getting gypped on 47 cents and you don't get to buy it. Like you're 47 cents off. You're short.
Damn, you have 2.9 mil. I think you'd be tripping about 47
cents. But what did the tweet say? That's what I'm so curious about.
It was probably just like hello or something, right? After it spent just over 2 weeks on the market, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey has sold his first tweet as an NFT for a really specific figure.
The bid on
it said just setting up my Twitter.
Friends, 2 million.
Oh wait, on the site?
Yeah.
Right.
Just setting up my Twitter. It doesn't even say Twitter. It says Twitter.
Twitter.
Yeah. Later ended the bidding on the tweet's 15th anniversary. Dorsey converted the winning bid into Bitcoin and donated to give directly for its after… Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
That's awesome.
He tweeted his receipt Monday afternoon. Give directly is a charitable organization which gives money directly to people living in poverty. Yo, that's sick.
Hmm.
Now… Yeah, you're curious about the next one,
right?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay, here's what we need to pay attention to. Artists are selling their music as NFTs and they're making millions. This doesn't necessarily mean the piece of digital art cannot be enjoyed by other fans. Someone read that name.
Jacques
Green.
What?
Jacques.
Where are you reading from?
Is that Jacques?
Jacques.
Oh,
Jacques.
Is that right?
Jacques.
Is that Jacques?
I know that's the guy who played Joker. Like he has a similar
Joaquin
name.
Oh yeah,
Phoenix.
Joaquin.
Is that
bruh.
Different?
Joaquin, those are different countries, my guy.
I'm sorry.
Different country. Okay, Jacques Green, an underground electronic music producer, recently sold the rights to his new single Promise and a company animation for around $20,000, but the track can still be streamed and purchased. Mm. So it's not even masters. It's just like a completely different… It's like a collectible. So it's one of one. You can only have one of these.
Mm.
But then it's separate from masters. It's separate from our copyrights. It's separate from everything else. But he basically sold a Pokemon card
mm-hmm.
of his song and music video
mm-hmm.
for $20,000.
This is confusing. But okay, so let's say… So what I'm curious about is… We'll make that $20,000, albeit in the long run, right? If our music does well, we'll make that $20,000 anyways. If you give this to them, do you still get this money, like the long term?
No, no, no.
So you're basically giving them the rights and the
no, no, no.
Oh, you do?
You earn the you. So you don't reap the profits of the NFT. But you still reap the profits of like your copyrights and your masters.
Mm.
What you're selling them is legitimately a collectible card. But it's… Think of it like this. When Michael Jordan first came out… When he was a rookie…
Mm-hmm.
You know his card… His trading card was probably like what? Let's say it was like expensive around the time. It was like $20, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now in mint condition… And this is all steam… Always stay in mint condition. In a collectible world, condition is very important, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, this is digital.
Mm-hmm.
It cannot go old or go sour if it's a food or go yellow if it's a certain type of cardboard. It's always going to be in the perfect mint condition.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Michael Jordan's card would probably be worth like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Mm.
So, that's what it's banking on. If you as a person do well, or this DJ does well and becomes like the next Deadmau5, becomes the next Avicii, then this NFT, this digital card, would be worth hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars.
Okay.
Oh.
Am I right? Somewhat right, right? I've listened to too much blockchain talk and too much… What is it? What is that app called again?
Clubhouse
to not know about this at this point. I've listened for 3 hours straight at one point.
Oh,
not
boy.
Understanding a word. Okay. So yeah, in the case of the DJ and producer… 33 NFTs of his work were auctioned, including a specific edition vinyl record, unreleased music, and a custom song with creative direction from the buyer.
Hmm.
The latter was sold for $3,666,000 and… This is some devil stuff. $3,666,666.
I'm
scared. Hey. You okay?
I'm great.
She is not okay right
now. We're all just…
I'm vibing.
I'm kind of lost. So I'm not going to lie. I'm trying to act like I know what I'm talking about.
You're doing a good job.
You are though.
It's convincing.
I'm really good at bullshitting. I learned MUN. Model United Nations.
Ooh.
In high school,
okay.
I was a gavel winner.
Mm-hmm.
What you do is you go up there and you just talk about nothing.
Mm.
And make it sound smart for a minute and a half.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
And I was good at that, so I guess I'm good at this. Okay, anyway.
Am I good with money? I'd like to say yes, I was. Because I used to pay the majority of my own bills. And I paid for my extracurricular stuff like concerts and stuff that I like doing back home. So I was pretty good with money, I'd say. Are y'all good with money?
Yeah, I'm just starting now. So I realized how much impulse buying I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Like it's bad, man. So and you know, I would just do it, but I'm taking care of it now. So yeah.
You have a financial advisor or are you doing it yourself?
Not just myself, just super analog too. Just every single purchase minus 3,000 McDonald's fries.
You trying to do your own taxes or something?
I don't know about taxes, but literally just the rudimental basics of budgeting.
God. Bro, okay, look, get a financial advisor. Uh-huh. Your life is solved.
Do you have a financial advisor?
Yeah, her name's my mom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and she, see, financial advisors usually don't take your money.
Mm-hmm.
My financial advisor takes advantage of the predicament that she's in as my parental.
As you're right.
And straight up strips my account of all the money that, so like as soon as it comes in within minutes. I don't know how she gets to the bank that fast. It's out. Yeah. But yeah. And I get an allowance from them. So basically what happened during the first 6 months of my debut was we would make money. And then I had $0 at the end of the 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I can't do this anymore. Mom, I am looking like this. And she was like, WTF? What are you doing? You know, all the parent stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, give me all your stuff. Gave it to her. Ever since then, the money has just been piling up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What, how long ago was this? Can I ask?
This was 6 months into my debut, so like 5 years ago.
Dude, yeah, I should have started then too.
Damn, it took you how many years?
It took me too damn long to get here.
Damn,
hey, but we got here though.
We got here. We got here. Important.
That's all that matters.
Do you have an AP?
An AP? What's that?
Never mind. But I do recommend getting a financial advisor. I think that's like the first move for anybody within our age group, or I guess my age group, and then your age group. I would recommend.
Yeah, to get definitely. Babies.
Okay. What are you? Wait,
children? What are you like? 12?
I'm like 13. Excuse you.
Excuse me. Sorry. Wait. What are you actually now? Are you 21 yet?
I'm 23. You know.
God, dude. Damn! How time flies.
Yeah.
Not the youngest today.
It's crazy, man.
You used to be like 16 when you came to Korea.
I was.
And
that was
an
age
Jay.
I was.
Most people don't stay in age.
I do. I still feel like I'm like 18 inside. When I go back to America, it feels like I never left. But like everything's changed, so it's surreal. You know what I mean? All right, now we're going to have a song break. And this song break is going to feature Sam Kim's.
What do I shout out?
Whatever song that you
shout
want.
Shout out to Seattle. Shout out to Seattle. Let's hear that song a little bit. Let's cry for a little bit and then come back.
All right.
But yeah.
Oh.
All right, and that was from the beautiful, beautiful Sam Kim. That song was called Seattle. Tell us about that song.
That song? So yeah, that was like… I wrote that song when I came to Korea. I was always supposed to like accept songs from other producers and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I never really had a future in songwriting and becoming a songwriter until my boss was like… write something. And I was like… cool. Okay. And we somehow we got here. But Seattle was one of those songs that I wrote about home and moving to a foreign place, a different place. And so I know a lot of people that listen, they can relate to that too. So
I've always had a question about that song.
What's up?
Who wrote that part about wanting to get better at Korean?
So that was that was help from my boss UER.
Oh, okay.
And also another writer of that was really close with him. But we were talking and then obviously just, you know, my Korean wasn't very good at that time. Yeah. So they thought it'd be a good personal thing to write about. We all, yeah.
No, that was a super relatable part for me.
Right?
Yeah. For all Korean Americans struggling because of like the culture difference or because of the language barrier.
Mm-hmm.
You waving the peace sign to Jesus or to the devil?
Did you grow up speaking Korean like at all in the house? Or
it was half-half.
Half-half?
Okay. I was like listening and then I would reply with like mixed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Why? Did you?
I didn't grow up speaking Korean at all though. So.
I see.
But you good at Korean now? Yeah?
Debatable.
한국말. 좀해요?
Not right now. Not right now, baby.
Alexa's had enough today. Okay.
Not right now.
Okay. So let's get through some questions then. Some viewers have sent us questions. We asked you guys to ask us questions because you want to know about us. Because the show is about us. Kilara asked, what's something you recently learned about yourself? Guys?
How about you start with this one?
I learned that I am not a fast learner. I thought I was. Mm. But I am not. Tarkov has been hard for the last 100 hours. And it will remain to be hard for the next… at least 900, I believe. Your turn.
My turn? Dang. Something I recently learned about myself. I'm recently just like… realizing… I learned… yeah, I don't know. I don't know. What did I learn about myself?
What you learn? You learned that… let me see.
About myself.
Look back to the conversations that we've had.
Yeah, there you go. There we go.
What did we learn?
We learned how to budget.
We learned how to budget.
I learned that I'm capable of budgeting.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You're writing like an Excel sheet.
That's basically, but like
McDonald's minus 380.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. In the notebook that I labeled budget.
Oh, like analog?
Analog, dude.
Sir, you are getting ready to do your taxes for real, for real.
I mean…
holy crap.
But it's fun. So… like I said, like a lot of impulse buying and I never realized how much I was actually spending. But then… yeah. And I was scared to look. And so yeah. I would never look. But then like recently… yeah, dude. I looked and I was like, oh no. That's not good. That's
damn.
Not sustainable. And so I got a notebook and then I asked also my mom. I have one of those. She like, yeah, do what I do. Just write down everything. Like,
okay.
Mm-hmm, you do. And that's how you start. And yeah, that's what I'm doing lately.
What do you impulse spend?
Just… You know like Coupang. And like Amazon and stuff.
Oh.
You spend like shopping.
What do you buy? I don't.
You don't?
I literally just bought Tarkov and all I did was Tarkov.
Oh man, dude. I don't know. I just buy like weird… like I just… I don't know. I need shaving cream. But I already have shaving cream. I think it's just like the buying… the pressing the button… that like gives me
shop therapy, like,
dopamine for that second. And then when the thing comes, I don't even open it. Like, and it, yeah.
Oh, you're like a one-peer, dude. We came back from tour, and in front of our house, we couldn't get in because there was boxes of stuff in front of our, like, it was covering our whole entrance, and it was all one-peer. And he'd even open it for like months. I remember sitting in Sukso going to his room, and like month by month, the pile would go down like stack by stack. But it was so high.
Yeah,
right? It took a year.
It's overwhelming. It's overwhelming.
Really?
Yeah. You can't do it all at once.
God.
I vibe with him.
God damn. Okay, what about you, Alexa? What have you learned?
What have I learned? I learned that I am worthy. Period. That's it.
I've learned that you're stubborn.
I am.
You're very stubborn.
But I've known that. So it's not new knowledge for me.
Okay.
I'm worthy.
Is that something you're trying to learn or something that you've learned?
Something I was trying to learn for the longest time, but I learned it now. So
nice. That's actually a really big stepping stone, I think.
It is.
To becoming more yourself and becoming the actual full realization, full potential.
Mm-hmm.
Frieza, bald Frieza.
Yeah.
Bald Frieza, you know?
Yeah.
Not horn Frieza or like in chair Frieza. Bald Frieza.
Yes.
That's a DBZ reference.
Yes.
I understood that.
Yeah. Are you old enough to know what DBZ is?
He's like 2 years older.
I do, but I never really…
You're a boomer though. But like he's like more like zoomer.
Okay.
What's a boomer and a zoomer?
She's like old person energy and you're like new person energy.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you agree with this?
I just met ya. But
there we go.
All right.
I'm a zoomer.
Next question. This is from Eka. Are you going to play your music for your future kids or will you let them discover it themselves? This is a hard one.
Well, I'm not having kids. So no problem for me.
Damn, you already decided?
Yes.
What are you, like 18? You already decided you're not going to have kids?
I'm 40 in my head. So no kids.
We are much too young to decide if we're going to have kids or not. Let's leave that for the time being. Let's say we had kids. You had a child.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're gonna find out one way or another. So I mean,
are they though? Are they really?
So then maybe best keep my life secret. Like, no, your mom wasn't a Hannah Montana of sorts. No, she was just a normal stay at home mother. She paid her taxes and she
mother.
She
could try to walk here.
I'm walking here. Goddamn. What about you?
Me. Dang. I think I'll show it to them. I'll probably write something about my kid or something for my kid.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like a lullaby or just showing. I always imagine just like holding my child and then just like Lion Kinging for a little bit. And then I can't wait to be a father.
Aww,
but yeah, just like one day. Yeah, man.
Bro, you're going to be in the surgery room. Your child's going to come out and you're going to Lion King him.
I'm going to like right in front of the wife. Just like, look at this.
Fresh out of the womb.
Mm-hmm. Look at this. The doctors are going to be like, you can't do that. So like at least cut the
cord
first. The cord is still out of
there.
Oh man, dude. I heard that first moment between parent and child, whether it's with mother and with child. Of course, I feel like the bond is much stronger with mother and child, but also with father is just life changing. It's almost like a instant mature button.
Oh.
It's like you press it and then like something
evolve.
Just clicks.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like evolution. Mm-hmm. Level 2. Something clicks and you're like, I must protect this being. You know?
Mm-hmm. Like an instinct.
Yeah, like a parental instinct.
I'm curious about that feeling because I don't think I've ever been attached to like anything.
Really?
Like with that, yeah, with that with that much of a strong emotion.
You were really attached to Valorant for a while.
I was, wasn't I? I was attached to the rank because I thought that was what I was worth.
Yes,
as a human being. You know, yeah.
There's a there's a ranking system in a certain game that we used to play,
mm-hmm.
and that's basically what your life is about if you play that game. Mm-hmm. So if you're like a lower tier, then that means you're worthless and you don't have an opinion. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you have to reach a certain echelon or a certain tier in order mm-hmm. for you to have an opinion about anything in life.
Okay.
Between your friends. That's just how the gaming world works.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, gamer boys. Got you loud and clear.
I do. No, I love my pet. That's the thing.
You have a pet?
I have two. I have two cats.
Kitties.
I have two cats. They're always just like chilling and jumping on me. I love them.
I heard they're pretty chill though. They just like chill and like lounge around.
They're chill, but then you know every cat owner will know this. But just randomly at 12 midnight, they'll just start just throwing, just like zooming around. They got the zooms. And so
why?
You see, you gotta ask them that. I don't know. But yeah, everybody with a cat will relate.
Dan, how long have you had your cats?
It's been about 2 years now, 2 or 3 years. Hmm. Yeah.
Do you guys have like, you have a pet?
No.
I wonder, do you like get to be able to at one point somewhat communicate with your pet? Like you know what's up and how they're feeling and like what's wrong with them or like if they're upset or if they're happy, like through body movement or whatever.
Actually, yeah, I think as like, you know, a pet parent, you do kind of get that instinct. You know how they are when they're playful and you get to know them. You get their personality and stuff. But then one day my cat, he was just like too still for a little bit. He was too still, breathing a little hard. And his belly was like popping out a little bit too much.
Yeah.
And you notice these things. Took him to the vet like right away. Yeah, he had something wrong with his heart.
Oh.
I think you do get these like little… You know, the spidey tingle.
Yeah. I feel that. All right, that's it for the questions. Yeah. Thank you for sending those in. If you want us to answer more of your questions or maybe even have the next topic for us, please send it with hashtag HDIGH Hiddick and let us know what should our next big question to search be. You can send your questions or questions for us on our Instagram and Twitter at The Dive Studios. Also, youtube.com/divepods and youtube.com/DiveStudios. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and review the podcast. And before we go, make sure to check out my mindset collection, Jay's Mindset Collection, to hear more in-depth stories and thoughts on life's hurdles. It's a beautiful time and we'd love for you to be a part of it. Also, download the app and check it out, Dive Studios Mindset. Thank you everybody for listening and we will see you on the next episode. Goodbye.
How did I get here? With Jay.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at BIOPTIMIZERS.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.